Blog Talk Radio.
Party and the Spirit of America Party book. If you haven't guessed by now, we're backing Trump to the hilt. So they're saying bad things about him and they're trying to crush him. And he's opposing both parties. That both parties have teamed up to destroy him. And now they're saying they found photos of him picking his nose in the second grade and they're making it a scandal. And they're saying he has shortcomings. Well, we all know that. Trump may have shortcomings, but treason is not one of them. Even the Koch brothers are buying Rubio. I just heard Donald Jr. On Greta Van Susteren say the DNC and the RNC are teaming up, along with the media, including Fox News, to destroy Trump. Greta Van Susteren asked Don Jr. why. Don said because when he gets to Washington, the party is over. Yeah, and I do a little bit that says, hi, this is Trump in Washington. Hi, I'm President Trump. And what do you do here? I work for the EPA. I put the small ranchers and small fishermen and farmers out of business. I find them out of existence. What did you say? Have I ever worked on a wall? Do I like Texas? Do I like the Rio Grande? Have I ever handled wireless? Why are you asking me these things? I voted party over country. Yeah. So, welcome to the Spirit of America Party radio show. The good news is Trump will beat Dorothy Two Shoes in Ohio, while the other three candidates are slicing each other up into little pieces. Kasich is singing a Kumbaya. I guarantee you, if he is president and he gets a Bush Andy Carr moment, like in that school with little kids in Florida on 9/11. You know, when the Clinton Towers came down. Oh yes, those are Clinton Towers. The first attempt was failed in 93, and the guy who did it, they all knew it was Bin Laden, and Clinton gave him two passes. The government of Sudan wanted to hand them to Clinton on a silver platter, and Clinton says no, because we might be getting gifts from them. Yeah. Oh, we were poor. We were poor in the White House. We were so poor that Hillary had to steal the silverware. That's how hard up we were. Oh, my favorite Academy Award saying, the envelope, please. So I guarantee you, anybody but Trump gets that Andy Carr Bush a moment, the next war will be finished in seconds. And that's how long it's going to take. George Patton said twice in his lifetime he saw America recover from behind, from getting crunched. And he didn't think that we could do it a third time, not with missiles. And he had no idea the sophistication of the weaponry today. But he imagined it was going to be big time. And he had witnessed the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And Tokyo was next. Yep. The next war will be finished in seconds. And I don't want to hear canned speeches from a special interest elected politicians. Give me speech number 129. Hello, my fellow Americans. We predicted this. This is an outrage. I am shocked and appalled. Is this 2 o'clock? Oh, this is the rehearsal for the 2 o'clock conference? Oh, okay. I'm shocked and appalled. I'm calling for the formation of a committee, and we will find out who did this. We will even turn it over to the FBI. Be sure to get my book. I'll be on the cover of New York, The Missing State, and Has Anybody Seen California? Who would ever have thought that Iran would have missile launch sites in Cuba? Where did they get such an idea? Folks, we're dedicating the rest of the show to the winner of the Nevada caucus. El Trumpo the Magnificent. And we also salute Dr. Carson. They try to put, they played Pharisees today on Dr. Carson. And they said, how can you say that Obama, Bin Laden, Bin Lenin is not an Afro-American? And Carson said, he's more white than African-American. And he came from a privileged class. He even has special soda brought in. Unbelievable, man. He didn't say that. My wife said about the soda. She goes, she checks everything. And it's really sad. He was, I always said, every time he screws America, I say, don't blame his African-American side. You blame his evil white side. He is more white than he is black. He vanilla fudged us. So here we go, opening Angel Trump. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. I was watching Fox Business this morning with, what's her name, Bartolomeo, and her guest was Laura Ingraham. Laura Ingraham is the perfect lady. She's fantastic. She's too good. She's too good. That's why she can't get a show on Fox, because in the back room they're worshiping the devil. But I just I caught her, and she was telling the rhinos to wake up and get behind Trump, or you're not going to have anything. Of course, she didn't say it that way, but that's how I saw it. So right now we're coming up to dedication time. And we figured we would do a dedication today to Donald Trump. And we have somebody who wrote in and asked that we dedicate the next song to Donald Trump. I don't know if you'll recognize the name. It's Pope Francis, His Holiness. And the tune is You May Not Be an Angel.
All my life I've waited for an angel, but no angel ever came along. Then one happy afternoon I met you, and my heart began to sing a song. Somehow I mistook you for an angel, but now I'm glad that I was wrong. You may not be an angel, 'cause angels are so few, but until the day that one comes along, I'll string along with you. I'm looking for an angel to sing my love song to, and until the day
wasn't that beautiful? Nothing like bringing the USA all the way. Get us all together so that we can enjoy the sunshine. Those who divide us will destroy us. Okay. Sorry to interrupt. You see all these attacks on Trump. They're so petty. And that's what happens when you get into that DC web. You don't see, they got no windows in the offices. They don't know what's going on the outside. They're into their own little thing. They have no idea what America is thinking. I'll bring you some news from the old Soviet Union, which is rapidly becoming the new Soviet Union. There's a strike in Russia. I want you to listen carefully. Russian truck drivers strike for 10 days against Platon tax system. This is from the Moscow Times, which was under suspicion. Truck drivers from 43 Russian regions have begun a 10-day strike to protest the controversial truck tax system. The strike will last until March 1st. With drivers halting orders and stopping deliveries. All of the long haul, listen to this, all of the long haul truckers from the Petersburg camp taken into custody have now been released by the police. How's that? And here's other news. The Russian army's preparation for amphibious landing near Mariupol. And Russia is launching twice as many airstrikes as the U.S. in Syria. Interview with former Ukrainian President Leonid Kravchuk. For Ukraine, Putin is enemy number one. And there's another article. Ukraine picks Crimean Tatar with tragic tale for Eurovision. Ukrainians hear an echo of modern Russia's annexation of Crimea in Jamala's song about Stalin's wartime deportation of her people. You know that Stalin killed 10 million Ukrainians. Do you know that? Do you know that Ukraine used to be the breadbasket of Russia? They fed the entire Soviet Union. And they owned little pieces of land. They were like sharecroppers in the South who joined the Confederate Army. And all they had was, they were just farming on borrowed land. But the Ukrainians owned their little pieces. And Stalin said, I'm taking everything. And they said, you can take them, but we're not going to grow any crops. So he cordoned off the Ukraine. He took all of what they had, their animals, their food, their crops, and he cordoned them off so they couldn't escape, and he starved them to death. And if you go and do Ukrainian Stalin's war against Ukraine images, you will see pictures of parents eating their children. And that's how cruel. And boy, is he on, he's doing 7,200 RPMs on the spit right next to Ted Kennedy. Yeah. So Russia's declared war once again against the Ukraine. Ukrainians are getting a bad rap and nobody is paying attention. Because we can't focus on more than one thing at a time. So they got all kinds of articles. I'm going to jump to a tune. Prepare something for you. Let's see what we got. Ooh, that's a big, that's a long one. I'll play this, I'll cut it short.
MP3 is incompletely.
Oh, nope, it's wrong. Let's see this one.
Thank you.
Okay, that's 3 minutes of Machito. And the name of the tune is Para Ti. Goes back to the 60s. It's a cool tune. And when you're dressed cool and you walk in, and you walk into a bar in a strange neighborhood, and everybody's sizing you up and looking at you, and this guy's casting lots for your cloak. First thing you say to break the ice is, drinks for everybody. And they all, that you won friends, cheers. Say, when Abu Tam drinks, everybody drinks. Yay, Abu Tam. Or as they call me in Latin terms, a super gringo. Yay, super gringo. And then I throw my drink down. And I say, pay up, everybody. When super gringo pays, everybody pays. And then I have to get out of there real quick. Here's a story that's saying that Justice Scalia is being dishonored by the Republicans. The writer of the story, the Western Center for Journalism, believes that the Republicans are going to stab America in the back. And they're getting ready to cave into Barack Obama on his nominee to succeed Justice Scalia. And here's the short of it thing. Mere moments after the shocking news of Justice Antonin Scalia's tragic death hit the news, radical special interest immediately started jockeying behind the scenes to ensure that Barack Obama replaces him with a left-wing radical. My friends were already outnumbered 4-3 by the Communist Party. And if you give them a 5-3, we're all in trouble. And the three conservatives need food tasters. And one thing is certain, the article says, if we do not fight, we dishonor Justice Scalia's memory. We dishonor his years of service on the high court. We dishonor everything he did in the service of our country. And we're not about to let, they call them leftist radicals, dishonor him. They're communists, folks. Leftists, progressives, and Democrats, they're all communists. And then you have the rhino rats who are communists in training. But they're above the fray. They just stick the knife in your back in a certain way. I'm going to play a tune for you now that Trump is going to play the day he walks in to the White House.
The party's over. It's time to call it a day. They burst your pretty balloon and taken the moon away. It's time to wind up the masquerade. Just make your mind up. The piper must be paid. The party's over. The candles flicker and dim. You danced and dreamed through the night. It seemed to be right just being with him. Now you must wake up. All dreams must end. Take off your makeup. The party's over. It's all over, my friend. The party's over. It's time to call it a day. you must wake up. All dreams must end. Take off your makeup. The party's over. It's all over, my friend. It's all over, my friend.
This is a periodical called Viral 24/7 News. They got four highlights. Video: missile obliterates car suicide bomber with a direct hit. That's nice. That's a good one. And it says, unofficial analysis of the video suggests that the missile destroying the car bomb in the video was likely an FGM-148 Javelin. You get your chart out. Take a look. It's an American anti-tank missile. So score one for freedom. The second article is entitled, wait to hear this one. Oslo police declare, we have lost the city. Islam has taken over. A female Oslo police officer takes a walk through a rape scene and explains the immigrant horrors that festering for a decade. The next one is a video. It says, Bernie Sanders drone gets a life lesson from Judge Judy. Judge Judy apparently doesn't like Bernie Sanders. And the last article is, after one of the more brutal of ISIS abductions, a reason to rejoice. After 1 year in captivity, the last batch of 42 Assyrian Christian hostages who were captured by ISIS in the northeastern Syrian province of Hazaka has been released. They paid millions to get them back. And they're lucky, because sometimes they take the money and kill them anyway. You remember what happened to Danny Pearl? No, you don't remember. That's out of the press, 1, 2, 3. Anything that wakes up Americans goes out of the press right away. Danny Pearl was kidnapped in Pakistan. Pakistan is an evil country. Everything I see coming out of Pakistan is no good. I mean, they got kids, child labor, working in brick farms. It is really horrible. And last night I saw a picture of a Christian woman. And she was being carried on a pole. You know how they carry pigs on a pole? Two guys on a pole, and the pig is tied. Woman was tied hands and feet to the pole. They had tortured her. She was Christian. They tried to get her to say her husband said bad things about Islam. And they were taking her to be executed. And the husband stepped up and said, I said all the bad things about Islam. She had nothing to do with it. Let her go. And they took him away to be executed. That is sad. That's a Christian husband giving up his life for his wife, as opposed to a bad Muslim giving up his wife for his life. So these Assyrian Christians are finally going back to a life of normalcy. If you've ever seen Muslim women being auctioned off, or Christian women being auctioned off, it's really disgusting. And now we're coming to learn that there's a lot of boy rapes going on in this religious, deeply religious community, and that boys are open season. And you know that sergeant, that army sergeant, who beat up an Afghani commander, he pushed him to the ground because he was going to hit a kid's mother who went to the Marine. I think he was a Marine, and asked for help because the commander had raped her son. And he's on charges. He's going to be removed from the military because he's one of those fight back Americans. And he was discovered by the Obama czars, and he has to be made an example of. I am going to be so happy when this piece of Shiite is out of office. I don't care what he does to stall. He's out. I got to tell you, he's out. And old Betsy says he's out. Yeah. We're in trouble, man. We're in big trouble. We have no idea how many freedoms we've lost in the last 8 years. Never mind the last 50. I was thinking of, you know, the golden age of America. I'll tell you when it was. Golden age of America for me, and maybe the greatest generation would say that was the golden age of America, the 40s and the 50s. For me, it was the 50s. It was the last time we were pure American. Pure American. And I got to tell you about the greatest generation. After winning World War II, they came home. And they built housing. And they got GI loans and they had GI bills. They could go to school for free. Now the only people that are going to school for free are the ones that don't pay their student loans. Yeah. Or if you're a communist, a Rhodes Scholar. It's unbelievable. Or an exchange student from Blow It Upville. Yeah. But here's the key about the greatest generation. When they came home, America industry was running full speed. They came home, their wives and their girlfriends were running the industries. Now they came home and the wives became mothers. And they built a generation and an industry. There was no other industry in the world. You know, the Russian army could not survive without American spam. They had no food. If you see pictures of the Brits going into these German towns, liberating these German towns, they're all riding Sherman tanks. Made in Michigan. What's in Michigan now? Race riots. It is sad. It is absolutely sad. But this greatest generation did one thing that is not being done today. And that's why we're losers. The greatest generation was formed by American teamwork, and it was American teamwork that won World War II. And Patton said, never tell a GI to do something and how to do it. Just tell him to do it. He'll show you a new way of doing it. And when they came home, they went into industry and they went into a business and new business and new ideas, and they built the economy. And as they were building the economy, they took under their wing the next generation to bring them along, because that generation only knew teamwork. So when they took over a factory or a manufacturing plant, they only knew teamwork. And the way with teamwork, the guy that knows more than the other guy teaches the other guy. And that's how they were. And I seen them in action. Because I was in a sales position. I was a young sales guy, and these guys were working their way to retirement. And they always took the young guys, and like after they got finished with their customers, they would turn to the young guy and say, "Hey, Joe, did you meet this new kid? He's very good. He's got a lot of nice products. You should take a look at what he's got." And they helped the guys up the ladder. Today, there's no helping anybody up the ladder. And as a matter of fact, those guys that built those corporations, they were all American corporations, all pro-American corporations. Today, there are very few pro-American corporations, and that's going to be our downfall. We have stopped being Americans. That is our greatest crime. So having said that, let me, being that St. Paddy's Day is coming up, let me play you the Irish Disaster.
By the campfire at night, where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, so dull or so drear, than to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer. Now the public is anxious for the quota to come. There's a faraway look on the face of the bum. The maid's gone all cranky and the cook's acting queer. Well, a terrible place is a pub with no beer. The stockman rides up with his dry, dusty throat. He breasts up to the bar, pulls a wad from his coat. But the smile on his face quickly turns to a sneer when the barman says sadly, the pub's got no beer. The veranda for his master he waits, but the boss is inside drinking wine with his mates. He hurries for cover and he cringes in fear. There's no place for a dog round a pub with no beer. Oh, Billy the blacksmith, the first time in his life, has gone home cold sober to his darling wife. He walks in the kitchen, she says, "You're ready, me dear." Then he breaks down and he tells her that the pub's got no beer. Oh, she lonesome away from your kindred and all, by the campfire at night, where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, so dull or so drear, as to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer.
Just a thought came to my mind. John Kerry is a anti-war, a Vietnam traitor, and he just did a deal with the Iranians. So that entire generation is now running the country, and God help us all. There's a little story about a guy named Hashem. That story? I'm sorry, it didn't play. I'll give you a little sea of love.
Thank you.
You like that? Okay. There's an outfit that does interpretations of all Middle East lingo. They'll translate from Farsi. They'll translate from Arabic. And they print it in English. And the name of the outfit is Memri, M-E-M-R-I, the Middle East Media Research Institute. So, here's the article highlight. Russia takes countermeasures in response to Washington's plans to increase funding for military forces in Europe. This Obama's going to leave a mess that you're not going to believe. He's another can kicker. All these Democrats are can kickers. And the rhinos are, they're even worse. They're even worse. The Russian media outlet RBC Daily reported on military countermeasures. Putin warned of increased military confrontation in Europe should the West's military expansion reach Ukraine. Three new divisions on the western border. Russia will take countermeasures in response to Washington's plans to increase funding for military forces in Europe. The establishment of new army divisions is one of the measures that's being taken in response to the increased military exercises that have been observed recently in NATO countries, stated the commander-in-chief of Russian ground forces. Somebody sent me a picture, or I saw it on the internet, of the four secretaries of defense of four Scandinavian countries. They're all sweet-looking women. And then they sent the one for Russia, and the guy looks like he rode with Genghis Khan. He explained that three new divisions will be formed in the Western Military District, and another will be located in the Central Military District. According to Colonel General Sally Yukov, these three new divisions will be formed on the basis of existing brigades, and their establishment should be complete by the end of 2016. The Ministry of Defense states that one of the new divisions will be the separate mechanized rifle brigade of the 20th Army, currently located in the town of Yelnya in Smolensk Oblast. We don't even know where these people are. Wait till we have to go there. Wait till we're fighting wars on all sides. The second division will be formed on the basis of the 33rd Separate Mechanized Rifle Brigade. At least we'll have the women on our side. The women will be fighting side by side with us. The second division will be formed on the basis of the 33rd Separate Mechanized Rifle Brigade, which was transferred. I wonder how our women troops are going to do when they meet the Russians. You know, the last time the Russians went to the battlefield, they raped 2 million German women. Yeah, they're very romantic. Sources close that the 3rd Division of the reformulated 10th Guard Tank Division in Bogushar in Voronezh Oblast. It's a new tank army on the western border. They also announced the forming of the 1st Guard Tank Army in the Western Military District, headquartered in the Moscow area. It will include the Kantamariovskaya Tank Division and the Tamanskaya Mechanized Rifle Division and several others. The tank army will be equipped with T-72 B-3s and T-80 tanks, BMP-2 infantry fighting vehicles, and over 130 other items of military gear. Oh, and they're getting new fighter jets. Oh, and they're getting caliber cruise missiles. It's wonderful. It's really wonderful. Maybe I ought to play a Stormy Weather. They're not playing Stormy Weather. I think I have a spiritual choir. How about a spiritual choir? How come we never see people like this? How come we always see the evil ones? Why doesn't the media let us see the bright side of the moon. Why do we always get shown the dark side? Those who divide us will destroy us. Let's go down and say hello to Al Jolson.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love is real. Near you I want to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo's running soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X. I even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore. I love the old folks at home. The world will be among the folks in D-I-X. I even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee. So
this one I dedicate to all the police and law enforcement people throughout the United States who are under siege tonight by the Communist Party.
I was 18 years old when I went down to Dublin with a fistful of money and a cartload of dreams. Take your time, said me father, stop a Russian like hell. Remember, all is not what it seems to be. For the spellers would cut you for the coat on your back, for the watch that you got from your mother. So take care, me young bucko, and mind yourself well. Will you give this sweet note to me, brother? At the time Uncle Benji was a fleet man in Brooklyn, me father, the youngest, looked down to the farm. When a phone call from America said send the lad over, the young fella said sure it wouldn't do any harm. For I spent my life working this dirty old ground, while a few pints of porter and the smell of a pound. Sure, maybe there's something you'll learn, I'll see, and you can bring it back home. Make it easy on me. So I landed at Kennedy on a big yellow taxi, carried me and me back through the streets and the way. Well, me poor heart was pumping around with excitement. I hardly even heard what the driver was saying. We came in the short pathway to the flatlands in Brooklyn, to my uncle's apartment on East 53rd. I was feeling so happy, I was humming a song, and I sang, you're as free as a bird. Well, to shorten the story, what I found out that day was that Benji was shot down in an uptown parade. And while I was flying my way to New York, poor Benji was lying in a cold city mall. Well, I phoned up the old fella, told him the news. I could tell he could hardly stand up in his shoes. As he told me, go ahead with the plan.
forgot to forget the proud Irish man. So I went up to Nellie's beside Forum Road, and I started to learn about lifting a load. But the heaviest thing that I carried that year was the bittersweet heart of my hometown so dear. I went home that December, 'cause the owl full of died, had to borrow the money from Phil on the side. And all the bright flowers the poor owl couldn't hide, the poor wasted face of me father. I sold up the old barnyard for what it was worth, into my bag stuck a handful of birds. Then I boarded a train, and I cut me a plane, and I found myself back in the U.S. again. It's been 22 years since I set foot in Dublin. The kids know to use the correct knife and fork, but I'll never forget the green grass and the rivers as I keep law and order on the streets of New York.
We're going to close our show, folks. Don't forget, Trump is the answer, Trump is the revolution. We're going to close with a tune that was created on D-Day by the cast of World War II. It's on a vinyl record. There's 47 scratches. Each scratch represents 8,000 Americans who died as quickly as that scratch was made. Say a little prayer for the remnants that we have in the military, because that's all that's holding us all together. Night, folks. God keep you safe.